USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr is set to face a contempt of Congress resolution. Now, this is the latest escalation in the showdown over the release of the Mueller report. Republican Congressman from Georgia, Doug Collins, reminds Democrats,
this is 12 times, I'll put it in perspective for you, Harris, they're doing this 12 times faster than the Republicans held Eric Holder in contempt. Over 460-something days before the Republicans held Eric Holder in contempt for not complying with subpoenas, we're looking at less than 43 days here.
President Trump is hosting the U.S. Military Academy football team at the White House on Monday, presenting the Commander-in-Chief's trophy to the Army Black Knights, who sealed the title with a win over Air Force.
Every time you enter the field, you prove that you are Army strong. You clinched the Commander-in-Chief's trophy in a hard-fought victory against Air Force.
This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A manhunt is underway for a cop killer in Mississippi.
The animal that did this is still on the run. And we're going to do everything within our power to bring him to justice.
Biloxi Police Chief John Miller, who says the officer, Robert McLeathan, was shot several times outside a police station Sunday night by the suspect who escaped. Despite a booming economy, Democratic presidential candidates refused to recognize President Trump's success in that area. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent has more.
Democrats have been trying to downplay the great economy under President Donald Trump, saying the middle class has been left behind. But on Fox News, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says just the opposite is true.
It's the blue-collar people that have the fastest job expansion. Yeah, it's the blue-collar people that have the best wage growth. So what Mr. Booker and some others are saying is simply not true factually. That's all I want to make point.
Thank you, Rick, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Search and rescue crews have recovered the body of a third employee killed at an explosion at a silicone plant in Waukegan, Illinois. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
Search and rescue personnel are recovering the body of a third employee killed in the explosion and fire at a silicone plant in Waukegan, Illinois. One more body is believed to still be in the debris. Fire Marshal Stephen Lindsay.
This is by no means over until we've located all victims. We will still be working in conjunction with the private demolition extrication crew, and the coroner's office is hand in hand with us in there every minute.
It's still not clear what caused the blast, which was felt for miles around. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Passengers are telling their stories of what it was like to be on board a chartered 737 airliner when it slid off a runway and into a river on a Florida military base.
It started getting a little more turbulent, and without notice, we kind of just felt like a thud, and then it was just a loud, loud collision. It was a loud impact. It was a big impact.
That's passenger Darwin Silva. Now, 143 passengers were on board, but no one was killed or seriously injured. The plane attempted to land at a naval air base in Jacksonville when it happened. And finally, it was back on this date in 1941 when Bob Hope did his first USO show before an audience of servicemen as he broadcast his radio program from Marchfield in Riverside, California. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.